There we go. All right. The December 9, 2015 LSB meeting. We'll begin by calling roll. Jessica Apollinar.
Thank you.
Absent for now. Tony Cox.
Go.
Joseph Davis, I am here. Leanna Lopez, request an excused absence. Venetia Patel Adams.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Alan Aparim. Absent. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Adriana Casaneva.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Absent. Phil Collins.
Present.
Joseph K.
Present.
Jim Krafka.
No.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
Robert Mark.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susan Rodman.
Here.
Nancy Sayabar Naratomi.
Present.
Deborah Shafto.
Here.
Bernadine Williams. Absent. 18 members are present, 13 required for quorum. Yeah, you have a quorum.
Did you say Hank Lamb?
I did not. He's been suspended.
So many followers.
Now that we're quiet, can I just have a moment, please, if no one minds? Thank you. So as you may know, some of you may not, someone bought tickets to Amy Goodman to go visit her in New York and couldn't use them. So per Robin, we are doing a raffle for those tickets. In my hand are those tickets. Each of you are going to have 12 tickets to sell. They're $20 each, 6 for 100. Now, of all of the tickets that were ordered by KPFT, 98% of them are going to this board, which means that if we don't sell them, we're not going to make any money off of them. When I give you these tickets, I have a little, on my computer, I have each number that each individual board member is going to have. When we hand you these tickets, we expect $200 back. We do not expect you to just put them down. We expect $200 back. Because if you do not sell them, then KPFT will not make any money off of these. After I hand these out to you, there are probably 20 more tickets. So it is extremely important that we sell these tickets. If it's uncomfortable for you to sell, I understand that, but we're going to have to go the extra mile in order to make KPFT some money. I have to sell them too. I am not excited about that. At the end of this, whoever doesn't sell the tickets is going to be mentioned in a meeting, including myself, if I don't sell them. We have to do what we have to do in order to bring money in on this. Now, I'm going to call your names and hand you your tickets.
Do we have to participate in this?
Yes.
I object.
Okay, if anyone objects, call Robin and Dwayne Monday or tomorrow. I'm not here to listen to your objections. I'm just here to give the tickets. Yes, ma'am.
How long do we have to sell them?
I believe it is until
January 3rd.
Yes, January 4th.
Just go ahead and pass them out, and those who won't accept them won't accept them.
They have serial numbers? Yeah, yes, they have numbers.
Okay.
Jim Krafka.
We lose them.
Hank Lamb. Oh, Hank is.
Give
those to Hank. Susan. Rob. Yes, there you are. Thank you, ma'am. Alon is not here. George.
Joseph.
Note for the record, Bernadine Williams is now present.
Mike Lewis, there you are.
Thank you.
Susan Moreno, there you are.
I don't know that I can sell these, but I will try.
Thank you, ma'am. That's all we ask. That's all any of us can do is try. Jim Boyd, where you at?
Here.
Jim, right here. You.
Mr. Secretary,
Joseph Davis.
Bernadine Williams.
Already have.
Noted.
Joseph.
Thank you.
You're the man, brother. Nancy?
Yes, so all this
I will try, but I don't like being told.
Yes, ma'am.
We have to.
Deborah Shafto. Deb, where's Deb? Beautiful and wonderful. There she is. And we have Wesley, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Robert, my ninja.
Can you tell me what exactly are we selling? A spot at the table? No expenses paid trip?
Yes.
Bernadine? They got to like Amy Goodman first.
Bernadine.
They got to love Amy Goodman first.
Well, we better be clear on that
because
we're going to be telling people.
Deanna Lopez?
This is all expenses. There's no expenses. Her trips are all no expenses as far as I know.
Oh, Leanna's not here.
Okay.
Get those to her. Jessica. Thank you. You're V. Where's Jessica? Jessica.
It includes airfare.
It does.
No, that's what it says.
And hotels.
It says airfare.
Wait. I get names.
It's New York. It's expensive.
That's why it's not included. Air tickets are cheap.
They're selling ticket and it includes airfare.
Oh, okay, it's the first I've heard of it.
Well, we're going to get some clarity when he finishes. I do want to say, while Tony's passing the tickets out, while Tony's passing the tickets out, I do want to take the edge off of his presentation, perhaps, and say that for those of you who feel offended, and you probably may have some course for doing so, remember that should you do this, in spite of the presentation, it basically is supplementing what I've proposed as the line item for operations of the LSB. Should half of you do that, our line item is only $2,000. Should 12 people sell 20 tickets, how much is that? We don't have a mathematician on the board, but we have a calculator. If just half did this exercise, what amount would that generate? So obviously then we ain't spent the money that was allotted to us in several years, so I'm just really talking. But in terms of trying to motivate some of you to actually see the benefit, because some of you most of you give anyway. This is over and above what is expected. But frankly, by example, how many tickets are these? 10, right?
12.
12? And how much it represents?
$200.
Okay. The goal certainly is going to be, because we have at least 3 members that are leaving, and certainly if they take on that responsibility, those of you who are remaining certainly ought to be motivated to do so as well. So I will be trying to motivate. I'll be the first one to pay mine, but I'll try to motivate. And
sorry,
I thank you for your... Well, thank you.
Actually, Phil Collins was first.
Phil Collins is first. Okay, can we get a third? We've got... Teresa, we got Phil, we got Dwayne. Can we get a fourth?
I haven't bought anything.
What?
All right.
What?
Now, to pay it up, to make the commitment to pay it up now, basically, and expedite it within the week, get it to them. You know, in other words, instead of trying to sell them, I'm going to buy them. That's basically all I'm saying. If you can't do that, just get on the phone and do what you can do. And if you can't sell all the tickets, his presentation was a little strong, but mine less strong. If you can't sell all the tickets, don't throw them away. Just get them back to Robin. Yes, sir.
We will buy all the tickets and we can find some to give away. Just to use some more people to participate, we'll do so. But otherwise, they'll be sold.
Okay. Very good. See? Where are we? 6?
But we got plenty of money, so we don't.
Hey,
thank you, brother.
All right, man, listen, we're all in this together. We might not all agree how to get in it, but we're in it. So then we're now going to the printed agenda, since we gave Tony ample time to sell this concept. Hopefully, no objections to that, but I certainly expect some in the next few minutes. The agenda as printed is the minutes. We have any minutes?
Well, I've got these. If anybody wants to look them over.
Okay, just pass them through. From the idea and the concept is the minutes are printed. If you find something that you would need to correct or add or subtract.
No, yes. That's just one set of the
that's
minutes.
One
I wasn't going to print.
We're trying to save trees. So really, hopefully in the next couple of months, not months, but a couple of years, as most
that,
of us are getting these
yes.
type
that
of peripherals, we won't have to kill trees. We can just email this stuff to each other, and we can have it more readily available to us, and then we won't be killing so many trees or asking for so much paper. But at this point, the goal would be look at them, make the correction, suggest the correction, and let us get them in record. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down.
Okay. Yeah, if you have a correction, make a motion to correct whatever set of minutes you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Marilena Castellanos is now here.
Yes, of course. I had some. Here's some. Two. Now, we have two. We should have had 24, so I don't know. They must be on that table there. They're sitting there. Tony and Dwayne generally copy at least 24. So we have the agenda, ladies and gentlemen. You are viewing the agenda before you?
Which agenda? Yes, sir.
You only have one agenda.
Okay.
And one agenda is tonight's agenda. And if we really can get on that one, boy, we really would get something done. Yeah, let me get a little one, two.
The motion, as I understand it, the executive session is entirely to consider relevant legislation. However, the CPB is pretty clear about what you can do in an executive session and what you can't. You can talk about personnel issues and you can talk about legal issues. You can talk about financial issues that bear on the viability of the foundation. However, this is essentially a procedural issue. This is wanting to send a report back to committee with some specific objections to it. As long as you don't talk about the content of the report, there's nothing in this that's a personnel issue. It's just a procedural issue. It shouldn't be taken up in executive session. It would be improper to do so.
Krafka, Dan Casaneva.
I move that the executive session be struck from the
Any objections?
Objection.
I hear objections. Well, the objections are already on record, so I want to observe the, and acknowledge the objections, please.
Well, I mean, that motion that is trying to be rescinded was made in executive session. It wasn't made in open session. Then it's not a matter
of note.
Okay? That's the main reason.
Yes. Mr. Crockett, although you just wanted to second.
Yeah.
No, he just opened, he wasn't acknowledged. He didn't have the floor. But he was on the stack to have the floor. But I had an objection that I thought we ought to hear.
Yes.
Now, moving forward.
I had another objection. I also said objection.
Well, we do have one objection. We heard the objection. So, therefore, go forward with yours, ma'am.
My objection is that first of all, as far as having it in the executive session, I definitely agree with the reasons given why it's required, because the decision it's referring to was taken in executive session, and it's impossible to discuss this fully without getting into the specifics around this personnel issue. And it's an evaluation of one of the paid staff of KPFT. But more importantly, I actually believe that this whole motion should be tabled. I believe this whole motion is inappropriate because essentially what it does is it opens the door to paralyze the functioning of the LSB by seeking to rescind a motion that was duly discussed for a long period of time in executive session before, and now it's an attempt to reverse what was already discussed very thoroughly and approved by this board. And so, consequently, it opens the door the whole motion opens the door to paralyzing the LSB by those who do not get their way to then attempt to put it on the table and chew up more time of the LSB in trying to reverse a decision that was legally discussed and passed by the members of the LSB. So for those reasons, I object to removing this discussion from the executive session agenda.
Point of information?
Yes, sir.
Do Robert's rules allow for a rescission of board action?
Robert rules allow for a rescission, but our board, our particular bylaws don't address it. So
Robert's rules apply.
It does. Yeah. It does apply, and no one is questioning whether or not it applies. I believe that what's questioned is the veracity and the appropriateness of the motion.
Well, the member just questioned whether it could be done. She stated as a policy matter, nothing should ever be rescinded.
May I respond?
I think there are two oppositions on the floor in terms of how you may respond, sir. Yes.
A quick response to that is, first of all, please don't put words in my mouth. I did not say that. I did not say that any action by this board should never be rescinded. What I said was, number one, I objected to this being taken out of executive session. As far as when we get into it, then I will reserve further discussion regarding how I feel about the motion. I believe it should be tabled once we enter executive session. But right now, the objection is to removing this topic from executive session. It attacks a decision that was made in executive session.
Mr. Ryder.
That it was made in executive session doesn't mean you can't rescind it in open session. The question is, what's the content of the motion? The content of the motion does not require any discussion of what was within the report. It's talking about the procedures by which the report was put together. It's quite specific. It's asking for quite specific things. The motion as it stands doesn't belong in executive session.
Because I've heard from you, Mr. Kraft. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. This does concern personnel issues. Personnel issues should be done in executive session to avoid a lawsuit of the person whose work is being mentioned. And this person has already announced in a recorded open public board meeting that he would sue if anything happened to his job. So I think we should protect our station, our foundation, from any possible lawsuit.
Mr. Kraftman.
Okay, since there's a debate as to whether it should be an open session or executive session, I call the question so we can finalize this and not take up all the time.
I'll second that.
All right, the question's been called. It's been seconded. Why don't we just jump into the fire? Those in favor?
Of what?
Of what?
The most, the...
Calling the question?
The question before us. Restate it, sir. Restate open your question.
Session. He wants it in open.
Well, I want him to restate.
It's supposed to be in writing.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're right.
I don't have a computer, and the motion is quite simple. It's that Robert Mark's motion, which I think it is the substance of the executive session, does not belong in executive session. Because it's a procedural motion, and there is nothing about personnel, law, or business involved in that. And so that's the substance.
Well, for the record, because we make it most difficult for our record keeper, the secretary, who's done a wonderful job, I think. But it is difficult for him to take dictation. So when we do this process we put forth just several months ago was that when you have a right to make a motion, but you also have a right to be responsible for that motion and put it in writing so we can expedite it rather than to interpret it someone right. So as we are accepting that motion to be written, because it is on the floor.
Motion, Robert's motion should not be an executive session. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Thank you.
Should be an open session.
Can you read that?
Yes, I can. No. That's not only lawyer speak, that's lawyer right.
Mr. Chairman.
That would be clarity.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we table the motion to consider this Robert Marks motion, and do I hear a second to the motion to table?
Point of order.
Because it's not in proper form, it's not written, and I move that we go on to the next item in our agenda so that we can come back to this when it's properly written.
All right, I heard a point of order.
Point of order. We're in the middle of a vote. The motion's been called. The question has been called. The only thing to do is decide whether or not you're for it or against it.
But the question is
point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Once, ma'am. Before we start the vote, nobody can make another motion.
That is what you are saying. Needs to be a vote on whether or not to call the question.
Right.
Jim made the motion, I seconded it, but it requires a vote of the body to see if they want to go there.
Right.
So if you want to continue discussing, you're not against it.
I just can't type.
So vote against calling the question. But we need to have a vote on calling the question since there's some, obviously not everybody wants to do that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
We have a... are we delaying? What are we doing? Because it's 7:32, we noticed 7:30 to 7:50 to discuss this in executive session. Are the members trying to delay this executive session just in case to make it illegal or something? I think that that's what it is, but
Point of order. Also point of personal privilege. We were just told why I'm doing this, which was the delay matters, which is reading into me what my motives are, which is strictly forbidden in Robert's Rules of Order.
We recognize your point of order. I have another point of order.
And that is that it is improper to call the question on a motion that is not in written form. And I, therefore...
Secretary notes the arrival of Jessica Bona.
And so, therefore, I ask that the chair move on with the agenda and enter executive session because the time allocated for that has begun.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to refer to the action that's on the floor. And the action on the floor has been challenged. So, therefore... the motion to take item E, as I referred to it, thank you, Mr. Lamont. Item E to the question is yay or nay? That's the question. If I could have your attention, we don't have to respect each other, but in order to have order, we're going to have to respect the chair. Now, what we're attempting to do is to expedite the issue before us so that we can move. And the issue before us is item E. The motion before us is to not move item E. Will you read the motion, please?
Mr. Chair, point of order?
Yes, ma'am.
The motion on the floor is calling the question. Who called the question?
Well, thank you for
at the floor.
Thank you for your correction. Okay. Chair is not above correction.
So the motion
to hear the motion, the question was called on.
Well, they can read the motion.
That's fine. Why don't I read the motion? George Rutter and seconded by Jim Krafka. The motion by Robert Mark, item 1E, belongs in open session and should not be considered an executive session. This vote is to call the question on this motion.
Those in favor, and let's be clear what you're voting for. Those say aye in favor, those opposed. Those in favor, please raise your hand. I'm calling the question. It's already been called. What is the issue here? Those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. Okay, I'm not going to accept this vote until I get a little more clarity here. First off, well, it'll be a majority when there's a little more clarity, I hope. Even more.
Yes, sir. May offer this. Calling the question is just an abbreviation for Mr. Chairman, I move we suspend the rules and close debate on this item. That's what you're doing. You're closing debate on the item so that the next thing, if you close debate, would to be voting on the original motion.
We're moving. All right. Now, are we clear? Are we clear? All right. Those in favor of calling the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Those opposed? 1, 2, 2. Well, Mr. Crafton, you can see that, Mr. Crafton, clarity can, votes can increase when clarity is improved. So then, now we have the motion. So, this is where it gets real simple. A or yes vote would be to move the motion. A no or nay vote would be not. Would you read the motion, sir?
The motion from George Ryder, seconded by Jim Kraft, is the motion by Robert Mark, item 1E, belongs in open session and should not be considered in executive session?
Clear enough. Clear enough? Yes.
We don't have to have the names on the second, so get my name off of it, please.
Well, we do record the second.
No. We never have.
Yeah, we've been doing it under this management. We've been doing it. So we're going to be consistent. You want to take, anyway, those of you are clear on the motion, so we don't have to vote on it again. Therefore, those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Motion
fails.
Can we, Mr. Chair, point of order, can
yes.
we go to executive session at 7:40?
Well, we have report out, and we will report in. We do need to ask the, yes, is there a point of order before me?
To approve the agenda.
Yes. Is there any objections to the agenda? Yes, sir.
I don't think that Joseph Davis's motion, as I've communicated in the email, I think that should be referred to the governance committee. And if it comes out of the governance committee as a motion, then it's acceptable.
I'm sorry.
That means one person at a time.
It's inappropriate for any comment to be made or any question or any point to be raised at this point in time when the executive session has not begun. Right now we have the public present. When we agreed we would go into executive session on this particular topic, which is the first or one of the first topic within one of the topics within the executive session.
You cannot speak out like that. That's not order.
Excuse me. What we're talking.
And point of order. That's a priority.
Please remove this
point.
No.
Call the sergeant of arms.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm the one who called for point of order first. And my point of order is that it's inappropriate to refer to the agenda of the executive session. We are still in open session. So I submit at this point, he was talking about something different.
The executive session was entirely to consider
right.
Robert Mark's
exactly.
motion.
Exactly.
And so Joseph Davis's motion, which also has no business being an executive session, is on the agenda, but not for the executive session. So what's in order now is to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
Right.
I second that.
Well, the fact is, We have an objection to the approval of the agenda.
All right. I withdraw my objection with regard to that. I misunderstood.
Okay.
And
yes, sir.
I stand corrected.
I would like to move that item. Where is it? Item 1E, the time be changed from 7:30 to 7:50, and then it be moved to 8:30 to 8:50, so that we can do some business and move ahead.
Are there any objections?
I second the motion.
So moved. Any objections? Hearing none. Repeat the motion, sir.
I'm moving that item 1E, the executive session for item 1E, be changed from 7:30 to 7:50 to 8:30 to 8:50. We can then move through some agenda without worrying about approving an agenda that would be looking back at a past time, and allow us to have public comment without interruption and take up the matter.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. So moved.
8:30, 8:50.
Yes, ma'am.
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Any objections?
Any second.
So moved.
Second.
Any objections? So moved.
No objection.
All right. Now, according to the agenda, we now go to item 1F. 1B. We've already, well, that's right. You're looking at the minutes, but everybody probably haven't gotten to them. Where are the minutes?
They're being passed around.
Oh, okay. Well, they look like any corrections been made on them yet, Ms. Chateau?
Well, if we're going to do corrections, they need to make a motion to correct the specific.
It's a chair.
Okay.
It's a chair.
Yes.
I have a problem with that. I mean, we are in the middle of discussion. How? I personally, I cannot do this like that. I mean, I don't know if anybody can, but I cannot look at all of them.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
See.
You don't have
them all. They're all supposed to stay with the folder.
Oh, shit.
See, the way to solve this problem, members of the body, is to... Ms. Sarabal, now, Tommy, will you take your seat, please? Now. I don't mind the job, but it ought not be. Really ought not be. So, if you read the email, unlike the complaints you get about the agenda not being sent out in a timely manner, although 5-7 days to me is a timely manner with dealing with what we deal with, but your secretary sends the minutes out in an appropriate time in an electronic form by which any issues you have, you could go back and forth and have them done, and they'll be printed, and these objections and these distractions will not happen. So, from here forth,
note the arrival of a long
all window. Of the minutes that we will approve will have been available to you electronically. So, let's not come to the meeting to look at the minutes or question the minutes, because they have been posted for you. Now,
may I have a solution?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't we, I don't know if anybody agrees with this, can we approve all of them in a block, and we accept that if anybody have any discussion, we can reopen the minutes?
That's the idea.
I mean, because, and we will send it, please send it by email to everybody, and everybody correct whatever they want. Is everybody?
Yeah. That's what we have one else.
Okay.
Any objections to that proposed
second.
Process?
We need a second.
Oh, that is a motion? Thought it was a suggestion.
It's a second.
Okay. Yes. Vice Chair Patel seconds.
Who has February?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an opportunity to move the schedule. We have an opportunity to move the agenda.
Here's the complete
with the secretary.
Year.
1 year. We had one after that,
right? Yeah, the motion, I believe, is a motion to approve block of unapproved minutes subject to later corrections.
As a block.
Who was the second in line?
Me.
Write down the names.
He did.
Okay. Point of information.
I only be saying one.
What specific meetings?
Look at the minutes.
Are the LSB meetings?
Can you
all
say?
All of them?
Yeah.
Till when?
Not approved minutes in a year?
No.
There's been some that approved, some that weren't approved.
Some have been requested corrections, as you know. As
okay.
Well, I just wanted to bring in everything that I had for give a chance to look at it.
Especially.
So it's January till November?
Yeah, I think January had already been approved anyway, but the last thing I had was a draft. But I want to get this stuff taken care of.
Mm-hmm. It's cleaning up, huh? All right. So then, let's go ahead and read the motion again and move the motion.
Okay. agenda motion to approve block of unapproved minutes subject to later corrections.
It's been
for 2015.
Motion, it's been seconded. I think it's clear.
Any objections?
It has some clarity. So are there any objections to the motion?
Why don't you know? Something
like January.
It's the 2015 minutes for the LSB. The LSB meetings for 2015.
It's in the folder. Which ones are in the folder?
Yeah, please.
It is January to November of 2015.
11 minutes.
Something. It is in the motion.
Okay, January to November of 2015.
Everyone's looking at one phone. So you won't get it for a minute, I suppose, since you were the last one.
So is there a motion to approve all of these minutes? Let's just hurry up.
An amendment to that motion?
Sure.
So let's hurry up.
Okay. I move to postpone the minutes of November 11, 2015.
Any objections?
November 11.
Any objections?
That was last month.
Wow. Last month? No.
November?
No, okay. We approved.
November 11, 2015.
I moved
to postpone.
Postpone. That's the most reason why I know.
I'll tell you why. Because it makes it look like the meeting started at 8:05.
I second the.
Looks like the meeting started at 8:05.
Right. And then we stopped.
And then by 8:08. There was a motion to sanction Hank Lamb. Now, I know that it didn't
happen. We did a delegates meeting first.
I'm sorry?
We had a delegates meeting from 7 to 8. And then the first thing, as far as the only first action that we took was that.
At 3 minutes into the meeting?
It was just after.
Executive session.
Three minutes is... It's actually towards the end of the meeting.
Yeah, the meeting had been building up around the executive session.
The meeting was called to order at 8:05, and at 8:08, there was a motion by Davis, Kay, and Williams to sanction Hank Lamb.
Adjustment if you think that there is inaccurate. Don't postpone it. Just make the adjustment.
There's no time.
There's a lot of motions on the floor.
Session or the
delegates
meeting?
That time was a question.
Yes, ma'am.
The minutes are from all the regular meeting plus the delegate meeting.
No delegates meeting. So we had to be in a delegates meeting to approve delegates minutes.
Which we'll do next session.
That's why. So
in the future.
Only
delegates.
LSB minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
My issue is this. I can understand if this open meeting started at 8:05, I can appreciate that. And if we stopped at 8:03 for public comment, I can appreciate that. But as I remember it, Hank Lamb had several motions or attempts at points of order or something which prompted this, and there's no clue as to why or what happened.
Yes, sir.
My understanding is that Theresa made a motion to postpone this and seconded. This discussion is fine if that's what we're talking about, is whether or not to postpone it, but we need to take a vote on that. And she can't just be talked out of it.
Exactly.
It's now a motion in front of the whole
table.
Point of order, please. Go ahead. personal privilege, they're ready.
I'm curious how come every time I say something using the correct procedures, I'm disrespected, but yet George says the exact same thing, and every time it's appreciated.
Well, that's a point of personal privilege. Although it's not a point of personal privilege,
he
got it out. Now, the point of order, please.
Of course, and I'm going to
I can't control that, sir.
Go ahead. This is. I don't understand what we are doing. This is your time, but this
it's normal.
I don't know. How many motions do we have in the floor? I don't understand.
Let's understand this. We've got an objection to moving the minutes, to approving the minutes.
Mr. Chair,
let's deal with the objection.
Mr. Chair,
yes, ma'am.
I'd like to speak to the objection.
Go right in.
I posed the objection when we got. Excuse me. Do I have the floor or not?
Let's leave. If we can leave the hostility and all the other negativities.
I wish.
If ma'am, you don't have a right to just speak out like that.
I wish I didn't. You're taking another person's example.
Well, you should set your own.
Yeah, I usually
as an
do.
Adult. Yes, ma'am.
I would ask that my colleague on the LSB respect the chair and the procedures of the LSB. Now, I have the floor. I asked for it to address the objection. And to Teresa, who wants to postpone these minutes on the basis of
I'm sorry, I think
we may need some security. I'm going to ask all the members to kind of step up because the distraction is not serving any of us, and we all kind of have a reason to whatever, but in order to get the work of the body done, we do need to be decent. And the indecency is only reflective of the individual, but it is impeding the process. So all of us need to step up and be responsible for social control. Yes.
The reason that I oppose the objection and the with regard to approving the minutes is that there has not been a substantive reason for postponing the minutes. That is, right now, is a matter of timing. There is no objection with regard to the content of those minutes. And for that reason, I believe that the members who were who want to oppose or who want to move with regard to approval of that set of minutes that we call the question, go forward on that.
Ms. Constantine.
I pass.
I move that we table all the minutes, please, and we can keep going. In 5 minutes, we need to start with the public.
Second.
I move to.
Okay, let's take the motion again.
I move to table all the minutes to the next meeting.
Thank you.
All right. I think we've got a third layer
of
motions here. So now, the secretary is going to meet. I guess that's an amendment to the motion. But
actually, I think it's a. What they call it, George? Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No, it's not a substitute motion. It's a higher order motion based on. Yeah.
It's not a substitute motion.
It's not a substitute.
Let's call it a higher order motion.
I forget the name.
All right. I think we understand. Go ahead. What is it?
So we're tabling the motion to approve minutes and the amendment, therefore, to a later time.
Any objections? So moved.
Could those minutes be emailed to all of the LLC members?
Yeah.
That would save a lot of time.
Yeah, there may be one or two recent ones that I haven't been emailed out.
Okay, they will be. They have been, and they will be. All right.
There are things.
We're moving along. 7:57. Do I have an agreement that next item on the agenda?
Step 10.
Yes.
Can we have a
say again?
Maybe I need to move the ambient there. I mean, to the end of the table. Is some problem there? Can somebody intervene there?
Well, short of a uniformed officer, I'm not sure.
Mr. Chairman, it appears that there's ongoing dialogue between Ms. Apollinari and
what does Robert's rule say about that?
I call for sanctioning of Ms. Apollinari for her ongoing discussion, although she does not have the floor, with another member of the LSB.
Could I ask for a point of personal privilege in regards to the tabling?
I've allowed an personal privilege. Why not another? On
okay.
A personal privilege.
Just, I want to take 1 second to say one thing since we just tabled the motion to approve the minutes. There's a whole lot of imperfections in these minutes, most notably a lot of missing information that, and the reason is this, which I just was just handed by Mr. Ryder, is probably an example of maybe the second or third actually piece of information I've gotten on any action we've taken in writing. And I have to scatter, put this stuff together from my notes, which is in the middle of a screaming contest most of the time. So, unfortunately, there's not going to be a lot of the details. I've had many, many people, I've given motions to, they said, well, it's missing this, this, and this. Well, I don't have that information because nobody gave it to me. If they don't have it, I can't put it in the minutes. So, I just want you to take that into consideration. I think Mr. Boyd's suggesting they be emailed out again. I have not emailed all of them out, but I think I'm going to do that. I want you to look at them, and if you have something to add, I would love to include information in the minutes.
Thank you.
Yes.
If members want to talk, could you write notes to each other or go outside?
Thank you. Therefore, I think it's been noted.
2 minutes.
It's been noted that all the suggestions, and thank you for sharing with us your travail in your work. We actually are at 7:59, so why not just go right into the best part of the night, at least. And that is that we'll hear from the members, supporters, listeners. I hope they're all listeners, all supporters. From those we're sending, those of you who want to speak, we're sending a sign-up sheet around so we'll know how to apportion the time. And those of you who already know what your topic is going to be, why don't the first person who is on the list go ahead and come forth, and I think if we get a raise of hands of those of you who are going to speak, we'll already know how to calculate, even though I'm not going to be responsible for that. But those of you who are going to speak, please raise your hands. Five. Okay.
So 6 minutes each.
You're not going to speak.
Is he going to speak? That's what I'm thinking. So you're signing one.
Okay. So it's five.
Do we have the recording in it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First person on the list. Come on forward. So we won't waste. We're at 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
My name is Torchy Badziak. I do volunteer work at KPFT. There are three women over here, okay, who haven't shut up since they've been here, and they got mad at her because she was talking. Okay, so and your response was okay when somebody said something about that they disrespect one of the members. Your response was, "I can't do anything about that." You run the thing. You can do something about it. Can't you?
Yes.
You can do, I mean, you're supposed to be running the thing. You know, if these three ladies, including her, okay, just keep going on and on and on, and because she wasn't talking to them all at once, you can't talk now. So I would suggest that you figure out how you can actually run a meeting and do it. And that doesn't mean screaming and yelling like you did the last time I was here. You haven't done that today. Thank you. I know the evening's not over yet. But, you know, you guys spent half an hour deciding whether or not somebody could look at the minutes. That I'm standing here and none of you knew that, well, maybe one or two of you knew that you've been selling these tickets to KP, to New York with the airfare for 2-3 weeks. I know before Thanksgiving. And none of you knew it? That's pathetic. So while, at least listen to the station. You have some responsibility. You're supposed to be running it. Listen to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Yes. What is this name?
Dewey.
Dewey.
He's next. Okay. I asked to speak at the end of the meeting, but I'll go ahead. What he says is true. There are too many conversations going on at once. Now, I offer two suggestions. One, Mr. Chairman, get a larger bell. A loud one. Or two, if that doesn't work, individual shot cards.
I like the shot call.
Yes. What is that? Okay, next up.
Sarcasm is my second language. I'm here.
Bill Crozier?
You know, I know it's hard. It's a big, you have a big group, there's lots of stuff going on, but, you know, all year long, I've been trying to find where are the minutes, where are the agendas posted. If we're lucky, the agendas are posted a day in advance. It's just really hard for the public to know what's going on. And, you know, we're supposed to be transparent. We're supposed to follow Robert's rules. We're supposed to follow the CPD guidelines. We're supposed to follow our own bylaws. And they require openness and transparency. And, you know, part of notice is to tell us to post the agenda, or at least the topics in the agenda, so people know whether it's worth their time to come up here to the meeting and things like that. And I know it's been problems getting the minutes posted and getting them approved, but there's also the audio. I don't think the audio's been posted all year long. Maybe it took the last 2 years. I've offered to help. I'll still offer to help if you need help with that, technical expertise. It's not hard to do. I do it all the time for a lot of the streamed meetings, for some of the national committees. But, you know, it's just, let's figure out a way of making it work. Or maybe you need to get different people to help with different things, but, you know, it's like the meetings didn't happen. If you don't have minutes, essentially you wasted your whole time all year long because nobody will know what you did next year. And any motions you pass will be irrelevant. And, you know, let's figure out how to make it work. Can I talk real briefly, because I don't know if we're going to have time to get to the committee reports, the finances. Just to let everybody know real briefly, you know, Pacifica finances continue to go the way they felt. They're really in a big mess. KPFK and WBAI, the LA and New York stations, are likely to produce several $100,000 deficits each next year, for this fiscal year, excuse me, 2016, the 2016 fiscal year. The budgets have still not been approved for by the National Finance Committee for KPFK, for WBAI, for WBAI. KPMA, as you know, the PMB came a few weeks ago to recognize that there was a $400,000 request that you know about. I hope you all know about that. That was KPMA deposited in their account, but it was apparently intended for the foundation as a whole. And so there's been a lot of discussion about that, but it doesn't affect us directly except who we pay back the loan that we borrowed $100,000 for our transfer to. It's going to go to the national office instead of the KPFA. But, you know, there's lots of weird stuff going on nationally. KPFT's still paying the bills. WPFW is close to doing it, but they're still having some problems. And KPFA now is in a bind because they canceled their summer fund drivers, you know, because they thought they had plenty of money for this bequest. It was a real mistake to cancel the drive. So they're barely have enough money to meet payroll through till the next fund drive starts. And I tell you, though, and the debt is increasing. Now, those of us on the National Finance Committee were never able to get a list of payables, essentially around debts, from the previous CFO. So I'm not even sure how much is owed and to whom. I know about how much it is. It's a few $100,000. This is for Pacifica as a whole. But I think Pacifica is going to be in a lot of trouble next year, probably very soon. And KPFK and WBII have already had to borrow money more than once to make payroll. The national office is also barely being able to make payroll. And if one of those stations doesn't make payroll, it's not just a problem for them, it's a problem for all of Pacifica, because we're all one foundation. We have a legal obligation to pay our employees. That comes first. And meanwhile, we haven't even paid back some of the pension obligations to pay employees that was owed several years ago. So I wish I had better news, but I think you all need to know about that. There's some really, we meet some tough times again.
I'm glad in.
Talk to you later. Talk after meeting tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
George?
Yes, I'd just like to address the whole board and to say I've heard crosstalk and personal conversations from this end of the room to this end of the room, and single out certain people for certain conversations for whatever it is, I don't think that's fair. I think everyone should behave in an adult manner. To call for uniformed security and officers, I believe half the board should be under that same jurisdiction if that's going to be what's called for. Because, like I said, I've heard it from this end of the room to that end of the room. Also, I know there's a lot of work to be done, and y'all are trying to get it all completed as far as continuing and not approving minutes as of January, corrections, things of that nature. It seems that there's not a lot of work being completed. There's a lot of work being done, a lot of work trying to be done, but there's things that need to be focused on, and it seems that nothing's getting done. There's a lot of loose ends that are not tied. And I'd just like to say there shouldn't be individuals called out for certain things if the whole board is not going to be called out for those same things. And just keep in mind, we're here to work for the radio station, for KPFT, to raise funds, to keep this station open and to keep Pacifica Foundation funded and keep it moving forward. And Pacifica, we're pacifists. So let's continue to keep that in mind as we move along and move forward. It'd be a great thing to see that from the board that we elect, that we, to see y'all come together the way y'all should. Thank you.
Angela?
Angelina.
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 Proverbs 1:8-22. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Reject not.
Speak up, please.
Proverbs 1:8-22. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Reject not, forsake the teaching of your mother. For they are a victor's chaplet, a garland of grace upon your head, and chains and pendants of gold worn by kings for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause and show that his piety is in vain. Let us swallow them up live, as does show the place of the dead, and whole as those who go down into the pit of the dead. We shall find and take all kinds of precious goods when our victims are put out of the way. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, they insist, and be a sworn brother and comrade. Let us all have one purse in common. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Restrain your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. But when these men set a trap for others, they are laying in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy of gain. Such greed for plunder takes away the lives of its possessors. I'm an innocent person who has been harmed by KPFT, its staff, its volunteers, the board that I used to sit on, and too many of the committee meetings I sat in. The people involved will be punished in the natural and in the spirit realm for the group sin they have committed against me. The people involved will share in punishments in the natural and the spirit realm for each individual sins, transgressions, and iniquities. Each person in the group will wonder why they're suffering certain problems and will realize they're suffering trespasses of others in the conspiracy group. They will only find out through some type of focus or spiritual focus that can help them. Because of some of these people, they may never find out why they're having these problems because of the things that they've done against me. The people involved will be punished in the natural and the spirit realm in the areas that I am anointed for. I'm an innocent person. I'm anointed for healing and divine healing. People will become sickly and wonder why. I'm anointed for intercession. That means I pray for people. Many of them don't know who I am. They never know that I'm their intercessor, but I am the intercessor. And I have a prayer of agreement that is beyond measure. So you'll be wondering, why isn't this thing working out for me? Usually when I get together with a group of people, we can do this business. It's not going to work out for you because of what you've done to me here at this station. The people who are in here who have done these things know that I'm talking to them. My prayer is that that Pacifica will survive. I don't care who the manager is. I sat in the manager's office 2 to 3 years ago and said to him, you are going to lose your job if you don't do these things. One, you need to get more community-based involvement. Two, here's a way that you can do it. I told him some ways he could do it. I said, look, you have 250 opportunities to outreach to nonprofits during the open journal. It was not being used. It's being used today. That was my idea, what he's doing right now on those open journals. That was my idea. And I said, don't do it under fee for service. People don't get attached to fee for service. I said, do it under donation. Maybe create a donation level for organizations, say what you'll do for them. I said, then if they go after your job, there will be a public outcry and there'll be hundreds of people to help you to be able to keep your job. I said, there is not enough involvement of minority-based communities, namely Black community and Latino community, and hardly any representation of the Asian community. And I go, I don't understand that because we live in the city of Houston and it's not matching the demographic. So I have stepped back from KPFT and somebody told me that I was no longer welcome. And I have been suspended from a board based on rules that were never voted on by the board at large. So good luck to all of you. Good luck to all of you. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ted.
How much time do I have, Glenn?
5 minutes.
I am nominally the chair of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. I say nominally because I was asked to convene the committee, and the board has never voted on my chairpersonship. We've been meeting for approximately 4 months, and the members of the committee have not been approved by this board. But be that as it may, I have sent you both the draft minutes of our meeting this week, as well as revised, corrected report of the committee. This past Monday night, the most important thing that I want to bring to your attention is an idea for an amazing day of activities that would follow up on what mainly Angelina just said, and that is a day where we would have an event. I'm going to call it this, but the name is not official. It would be KPFT and the minority community, past, present, and future. And while we have not by any means finalized or even put in semi-final form what we are planning on doing, and I have sent this to you in writing, but many of you may not have had a chance to read it, we are planning on having a panel of keynote speakers from the Latino, Black, and Asian communities, Native Americans, women, and who did I leave out? GLBT. So all the people that fall under the umbrella of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. We would then have a brunch served. This would not be a free event. We're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $25. Where so far I've spoken with the owner of the Myth Cafe, which is located in the CWA Union Hall, and he is in a position to serve a meal of up to 400 people, which is what that hall will seat for a round table breakfast and conversation. While people are having brunch, they would talk about what they heard from the panel members, and then people would report back either in pods, or if there's not that many people there, then each table would report back their thoughts primarily on the future of KPFT and how it serves the minority community. Later that day, we are talking about having an evening of films, but also inviting the homeless community. I've spoken with Jay Hamburger, who has a great relationship with the homeless community in this town, and we're talking about bringing the homeless community to KPFT for a sleep out, but also an opportunity for members of the homeless community to be served a meal, and also to talk about the services that are or are not available to them in this community, having many of the agencies that serve the homeless here so that these people might be able to avail themselves of their services and also tell their stories, hopefully for broadcast on KPFT. I was just handed a note, Muslim, yes, of course. This event will be a major undertaking. As I said, we're hoping to have as many as 400 people for the brunch and that program. So it's going to take a lot of work, and I encourage you all to come to the next meeting of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee and bring people with you, because we're not going to be able to do this event with the small number of people. B and Nancy and Judy Emerson, and who am I forgetting? We had a very...
Anissa.
We were the only people that were at the most recent meeting of the committee. I also want to point out to you that I went to the website of KPFT just a few minutes ago using my cell phone to see what the agenda of tonight's meeting was. I couldn't find it anywhere on the website. Then I was reminded, not with Bill's prompting, but I'm glad he told you all, you can go to kpftx.org, but unless you're an insider, you really don't know what's going on. And that's a violation of CPB rules beyond that, it violates the spirit of our bylaws, which say that every effort should be made to either broadcast or at least stream these meetings. Every effort is what is in our bylaws, and no effort has been made in a long time, years, in terms of streaming, or never have we ever attempted to broadcast these meetings of the LSB. I think that if you knew that your voice was being heard over the airwaves, it might bring some order to these meetings.
And lastly, I want to weigh in on this motion that tries to address the behavior at these meetings. And I would just urge you to just look at Chapter 20 of Robert's Rules of Order. And you, in fact, did that at your last meeting when you censured a member of this body who is not here tonight because of that censure. And you basically followed Chapter 20. When people are not following the rules, when they do not respond to the admonition of the chair can immediately call for a trial. And because of that misbehavior, you can censure them, you can suspend them, and you can do that, and it's all based on Chapter 20 of Robert's Rules.
Need order for
Thank
that.
You for your time.
Mr. Chairman, quick observation, if I may. I just noticed that when we were speaking out here, every one of you paid rapt attention. A total 100% contrast of before we started speaking, y'all were raising, y'all were ignoring each other, talking to each other. Now, why the expletive deleted? Can you not treat each other like you treat us with your attention? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sayre, we'll be paying attention to that.
We're still, yes, sir.
I know I'm on the list, but can I speak?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a couple minutes, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Crusher and I talked in an email a couple of times about the election delay and where it was headed as of last Friday, which was meant to be the deadline. And, I guess, you know, it really concerns me that apparently the Pacifica Foundation doesn't have a functional mailing list for our membership. And Bill's a perfect example. Him and his wife lived in the same spot. He's been a member for years, and he had to beg them to get a ballot.
Ted, remain for a moment, please.
And so, just to end this, you know, we ought to have some kind of computer notes or something that whenever we have elections to know what we need to get into place and have ready, so that that would help the smooth function of this. And I can't help but think that when Natalie came to work here, she just had to conjure all this up out of her own head. I think she's done a good job. Dwayne expressed to me the other day that he felt like things got off to a slow start. That may be true, but you know, if you had a list of the things that you need to be ready to go with, certainly this item now that's caused this month's delay would likely not have happened.
Thank you for the observation. Ted, I wanted to point out that, of course, the chair will accept responsibilities even when it's not proper. But this issue of not approving minutes on our proposed June 10th meeting, the item motion of the LSB to approve the ARDC members as presented. So it was approved, but it hasn't been approved as a minute. For the record, the membership of the ARDC was approved in June. Thank you very much. And another point to make sure people not confused is that we don't have the authority, yes, we do not have the authority to post anything on the website. I submitted in a timely manner. It was a management decision earlier this year or last year or whatever, not to post the minutes, not to post the agenda, not to post the bylaws on the kpft.org. Now, let's move forward, please.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
May I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll start, please. Just so people don't think that it was because of KPFT, they decided to put it on the national website, so all of the minutes from all of the LSBs go to the national website, and there's continuity.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate that. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I thought I have another
question. Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Well, I'll get to her. You go right ahead. Let me chair.
Okay. The first thing is, Bob, you talk about membership. That is an obligation of every station
should keep, and it's part of the obligation, and I can show you that that was asked from our managers since the beginning of this year to keep those lists up to date, because it's not the job of the national, the local election supervisor. They need to check. The list were not ready, and they have a bunch of problems, but it's not to the local election supervisor to solve it. Every station has the obligation. This is the obligation that we have. It's a legal thing.
Allow me to hold you to a minute, but so we can hold the next speaker to a minute, so we can get into executive session on time.
I'm the second.
Okay, go ahead.
According We've got to 2 minutes the audio, the audio was always posted. Give to the webmaster, and they posted in kpft.org. Since March of this, February or March of this year, they changed the webpage. Ernesto, the program director, told us in our last meeting that he will start putting those information again in the webpage.
Yes, ma'am. Appalling.
Well, all I was going to say was that, unfortunately, it's going to be a second. We don't respond to anybody's comments, but you did. So thank you for clarifying where you are. And number two, we have to deal with this stuff outside of our meetings on a regular basis between our meetings so that we can, you know, streamline what we got. All of our people that are donating, people who want, are interested or whatnot. But since you made it very clear that I can't speak until she speaks, you've made it very clear for me, thank you, that this is not an equal opportunity situation. But we are not to respond to comments. We're not to respond to public comment. Period. End point. Thank you.
We still have 2 minutes in public comment. Anyone from the gallery or anyone from the board? Because we will be standing down into executive session in just 1 minute. Yes, sir.
Well, just to clarify, what I was talking about posting it is like Teresa was talking about, and what the other stations do, and the national committees and the LLSPs, is post them on the national calendar. That way, there's one place people need to go to look. And we have provisions on our current website. It pulls the meeting notices automatically from what's posted on the national calendar. But, you know, if nobody... if the agenda's not posted there, nobody's going to get it. Or if the minutes aren't posted there, nobody will know where to look. And that just seems to be the logical place to do it. It's already set up. You don't have to go through anybody else at the local station to get it done. You can do it yourself.
It's a great discovery. Thank you for the points. Yes.
Well, we just tried to approve the minutes for the year. So that's one reason why the minutes haven't been posted this year.
Thank you for the point. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in executive session. As is the order and custom, we'll need to ask the gallery be cleared, and we will be back available when the door opens at 8:50 as proposed. Unless there are...
Okay.